Come in, ma'am. The door's open. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Welcome, ma'am. Please, come in.
Is this where Ali's wedding is?
Yes, yes, it's here. Come in.
Thank you very much. Can I please ask you for a favor?
Of course, but why out here? Come inside first.
Give this to him.
Why don't you let me go and call
him? No.
Well,
give it to him.
Well, who do I say this is from?
He'll know who it's from.
We're about to serve dinner. Please,
no,
come in.
No, thank you. Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
I really don't deserve this. This is supposed to be the best night of my life, and it's supposed to be the most special day of my life, and I'm hiding from my family. Don't I deserve to have a normal wedding like everyone else? We have so many relatives, yet we have to rely on strangers. Why, Ali? Ali, why has God forsaken us?
Marzia, you know our families can't stand each other. Your brothers, your... Oh, God, my father, your father. God bless their souls. The only inheritance they left behind was their hatred. And it was all left to all your brothers. I bet you they're running around Tehran right now with knives looking for us, trying to stop us from getting married. But I don't blame them. I'm not even upset with them. Your poor brothers simply don't know the truth. If I'm upset with anyone, it's just you. I didn't expect you to start acting like a child in the middle of our wedding.
Who was at the door, son?
I really don't know. It was some woman. She asked me to give this to the groom.
It's so beautiful. Why didn't you ask her to come in?
I'm not rude, Mother. Of course I asked her to come in. She refused to come in, and then she left.
All right, why are you so upset?
Because I'm starving to death.
Oh, you poor thing.
And those two won't come downstairs. Give this to the groom and tell them to come down. Everyone's hungry and they won't serve dinner
all
without
right,
them.
Son, just keep an eye on Buddha's daughter so she doesn't touch anything in the kitchen.
I'm very hungry. Very hungry.
You poor thing. I'll ask them to come down.
Marzia, don't be afraid to tell me if you regret your decision to get to marry to me. All you have to do is tell me and I'll talk to your brothers myself. I'll apologize to your brothers and then put your hand in their hand and I'll walk away. I'll tell them I was forcing you to marry me and I made a mistake and I'll never talk to you again. I'll go away, somewhere you'll never be able to find me again. I swear that's what I'll do if that's what you want.
All right.
Marzia? You really want me to go?
Go. I don't ever want to see your face again.
All right. I'll go.
Ali.
It's okay.
Hey, so this is where you are. Here you go. A woman brought this for you.
Who? Where is she?
She's not here. She gave this to my son. She left. She didn't come inside.
Was she my mother or my aunt?
Me? How would I know? Maybe my son Reza knows, but then again, how would he know?
You see, my mother is his aunt, and his mother is my aunt. They each have one of these.
They each have one of what?
Marzia, I think it was my aunt who brought these lamps.
No, Ali. My aunt brought this, not my mother.
No, that's impossible. My mother would never bring this lamp.
Why is it so important to know who brought this?
Because we would really like to have both of them.
Well, hopefully they'll bring the other one too. Why are you crying, darling? You're such a beautiful bride. Why would you cry on your wedding day? Let's go downstairs. The guest is starving to death.
Marzia! Marzia! Marzia!
Who's yelling?
Ali, it's my brothers.
Your brothers?
My brothers.
What's wrong?
Marzia!
Marzia! Marzia! Marzia! get out!
Marzia! Marzia!
Where is she?
No, you get out of my way!
Where is she?
Don't touch me!
Move it!
I'm telling you,
you want to see her now! You want to see her now! Get out of my way! Get out of my way!
Stay right.
Ollie, don't go.
What's going on?
What, my brothers?
Your brothers?
I need to see her now.
Don't worry about us. Just take the children home safely. I'll take care of everything.
I'll be back as soon as
no,
I drop
no
them off.
There's no need for you to come back. Get in. Go
then
ahead.
Then call me.
You too.
I'll be waiting for your call.
You can relax. It was just a misunderstanding. So, it's over now.
Nothing's happening inside. Please calm down. Oh, God. This isn't a movie theater. Why are you all gathered here? I'm sorry. Please leave.
No, thanks.
Go.
I'm really sorry about this.
No, just go.
I feel terrible.
Go on.
I hope it works out.
Get up.
Take care.
Come on, clear out. They're not giving away ice cream here. No cherries either. Come on, just go.
No, thank you.
Please don't stand here. Please,
gotta go
please
now.
Leave. Who? Earth, call the police.
Cengiz, go inside.
All right.
Go inside. Go.
Very well. Please calm down. I'll go speak to them myself.
My goodness. Look at this mess. Oh, God. Why do these things always happen to us? Why is the groom such a little girl?
Here you go.
Where is she?
Marzia!
Here she is. If you want to talk with your sister, do it here.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll take it from here. You may go.
Hey, listen. You better not shout anymore.
That's none of your business.
Just let me go upstairs. I'm the only one who can calm them down.
What are you going to do?
Stop arguing and come back down.
I won't let you go. Go back downstairs.
For God's sake, let go of my arm.
When I tell you to go downstairs, you go downstairs.
For God's sake, don't you understand? We can't leave Marzia alone with them. Are you crazy? They're insane. What if they start beating her?
They're her brothers. They won't harm
her.
Yeah,
her brothers, right.
Please go downstairs.
You should listen to Reza when he's telling you to come back down.
Let me go upstairs. I'm the only one who can solve this problem.
Don't worry. They'll solve it on their own. Now go back downstairs.
Go downstairs.
There you go.
Just let me go upstairs.
Oh, what happened?
Look what they have done. What happened with that?
Are they there?
Nothing. Ferdos is speaking with them.
You just left the old man out there by himself in the middle of the mob? What's wrong with you?
No, hey. You're just gonna go and start a fight. It's better if he handles it. He's older and wiser.
Just sit down and forget it.
If you just let me go upstairs, I'll put an end to this situation
to
right
me,
now.
Sir.
I have to go.
Sisters. It's better if they talk alone. Fighting is for donkeys.
Look what they've done. They've embarrassed me.
Come on. Can someone
What's
calm him
problem?
Down, please?
Leave him
Hello.
Alone. Let him go upstairs. He's her husband, for God's sake.
Let me go.
But
I'm telling you.
It took me forever to calm him down and bring
let
him down.
Go.
Let me go. I'm telling you. They're animals.
Okay.
You don't understand.
Come on.
You don't understand. They'll kill their own sister.
Come on. They
let me go. Let me go.
Sir,
what's wrong with you? He's not going to kill his own sister. Please go inside. Everyone, right now. Please go inside my apartment.
Go inside.
Is that what you wanted? To be yelled at? Let's
inside.
Go. Inside. Yelling and screaming never solves anything.
Ha. Once again, everyone ditched me, and I'm left by myself to clean this up.
Oh, come on, Jahangir. Things happen. It doesn't look so bad.
Has anyone seen where Satra is?
She's upstairs. She was taking the brothers upstairs to see their sisters.
I should go upstairs and find her.
You don't need to clean any of this up. I'll clean everything myself in the morning. Let's go to Mr. Ferdos.
No, ma'am. This isn't a woman's job. Please...
Clean any of this up. I'll clean everything myself in the morning. Let's go to Mr. Ferdos.
No, ma'am. This isn't a woman's job. Please go inside. I have a lot of work to do here. I'm not in the mood to be lectured now. Just go, okay?
Come with me. Let's go listen to the groom.
Go without me. I don't like that pathetic groom anyway. He wears makeup. Good for nothing. Piece of garbage.
Have you lost your mind?
Why did you do this?
Why are you sitting here?
Everyone's gonna think you have no family.
This is so shameful.
This is shameful.
Shameful.
Are you listening to the radio?
Actually, it sounds exactly like a story. Like the kind the radio airs at night. Listen.
If you want to get married, find someone worthy.
Find someone worthy.
That's just how some brothers are.
That's no way to be. She's all grown up. She has a mind of her own. Her brothers shouldn't be making decisions for her. Whatever.
Why did you do this, huh?
Don't upset yourself, really. They'll argue a bit and then they'll reconcile.
The poor girl is trembling with fear.
Shut up!
Because of those apes.
Shut up!
It takes all sorts, you know. Not everyone's gonna think like you. Now get up.
I'm waiting to see when they'll stop verbally abusing her.
Do you know what you've done? You've embarrassed us!
They're just trying to protect her.
This isn't called protection.
Why didn't you listen?
Can't an educated girl make decisions for her own life? What's so hard to understand? She fell in love with someone and she wants to get married. It's none of their business. They shouldn't be yelling at her.
Who helped you?
Who helped you?
I absolutely hate all weddings.
Excuse me?
We're going to bring this house down on your head. You think you can just do whatever you want?
Women have a right to make their own decisions about their lives. Or don't they?
I've said it 100 times. Women can never be as great as men. At her best. She is like Eve.
I wish I could be Eve. At least she was lucky enough to have Adam as her husband.
As opposed to me, who is an angel.
What happened? Are they still talking?
Listen, you can still hear them shouting.
Look at me when I'm talking to you, girl!
Please go and tell Mr. Yusefi to stop working. He's worked too much today.
What's he up to?
He's cleaning. He's cleaning up the mess they made. I keep telling him that we'll clean it in the morning, but he won't listen. Why don't a few of you men go upstairs and stop those imbeciles from harassing her? I feel so sorry for that poor girl, I really do. She's been interrogated on her wedding night.
Well, it's her own fault, you know.
Why is that? Why do you say that?
It's her own fault because she was born a woman.
Ugh, you're always making feminist remarks, you know that?
That's why they call her the unpleasant woman. That's the name she got over here. And they call me the gentleman.
Listen, don't you dare call me by that name ever again, or you'll regret it.
You realize you embarrassed us in front of the whole family. From now on, we'll have to hide our faces in shame. We're too good for them. You don't belong with him. You don't know anything about love. What were you thinking? Did you think we were stupid? Or that we wouldn't find out?
We'll be the laughing stock of the neighborhood. Do you want us to tell everyone that our sister lives here in an empty house? Huh? With no furniture? And sleeps on the bare floor? Should I smack you on the head? Yeah? Let me go! God save you.
What is it? Why are you singing like a canary?
I saw you sitting over here looking depressed, so I thought I'd cheer you up. What's up?
You expect me to cheer up after what just happened here? I put my reputation on the line when I borrowed all this junk.
Hey, I thought they gave you all this junk in exchange for your beard. I've never seen you so clean-shaven.
Stop it. I'm not in the mood for jokes. They have a check for me. They have my ID card. I put my reputation on the line.
Not to worry. Verdos will pay for it all tomorrow. He said so.
Don't be so naive, Omid. If he had money to spend, he would have held the wedding at a hotel instead of here.
Maybe the poor guy tried to book an hotel, but they told him that there's no availability.
He treats us like his servants, and anytime there's a fight, we have to jump in and get punched and kicked because of
him.
You're
not doing these things for a stranger. You're doing it for Ferdos, eh?
What if Ferdos all of a sudden decides to turn this building into a charity house or a foster home? We'll always have to stand with our arms crossed, ready to serve him like a genie in a bottle. Well, he can forget it.
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning up.
Cleaning up what?
Our yard.
That door is closed. Nobody's going to clean up anything tonight. Tomorrow, we'll return all the items that haven't been damaged. We'll pay for the ones that were.
Who? You or Reza?
What's important is that you won't pay. Don't worry about the rest.
I'm surprised.
Yes.
You haven't ditched us by now. With all the cleaning that needed to be done, be honest, where were you?
Your problem is that you underestimate how fast I can work.
Right.
I can do the same amount of work in just 1 hour that you and Reza can do in 10.
Omid, I've never seen anyone as barefaced as you. You are all talk. That's it.
Exactly.
I mean, let me tell you something. Before you arrived right here, everything was going smoothly. As soon as you set foot here, chaos suddenly takes hold of this wedding. I don't know what else to say.
My arrival brought chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Then you no longer have the right to complain about me ditching you or not working.
Where to?
According to Professor Benet, I believe...
Stop right there. Hey, what's going on with him? Hello? I'm not the slave around here. What the hell's going on? I don't understand. Forget this. I'm out.
There are no...
What will come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets? This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zechariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in his hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name. Along with the name of three other women, that voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How can we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
I'm not the slave around here. What the hell's going on? I don't understand. Forget this. I'm out.
There are no good husbands, huh? What's wrong with Jamshid? He has a good family. Successful. Why not him? We're at home, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and we're told our sister's getting married. They ask us why we're not attending the wedding, and why we're not celebrating. We were all shocked. Is this the kind of house you want to be living in? You've brought shame to all of us.
We've lived our entire lives with honor and dignity. And all of a sudden we become the laughing stock of the neighborhood. And for what? Because of your childish antics. If I knew you were going to bring shame on us, I would have killed you a long time ago. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I should have killed you. Do you know what people will say? And Sultani? Why didn't you marry him? Huh? I wouldn't have cared if he wasn't our colleague. But no, we have to see him every day. He's going to tell us every day why we promised he could marry our sister when she was in love with someone else. You've embarrassed him too. And for what? Why did you do it? Why? Your idiotic act has embarrassed everyone.
You're gonna get up and leave with us now. Even if that means we have to drag your dead body, you understand? You think you can just do whatever you want?
Did you know about our family feud? Did you know about their hatred of us, the things they said about us? How much they've cursed us behind our backs, huh? Didn't you know that we haven't stepped foot in their house for 25 years, huh? Do you think you know better than your own mother, who has refused to see her own sister for 25 years? What is it about you that you cannot seem to get this through your head? Just tell me that, huh? What's wrong with you?
Did my little darling fall asleep in Mr. Ferrados' house? We're going to take you to sleep now in your own room.
You're so ungrateful, you rude little girl. Don't ever talk about love again.
Go inside, darling. Go inside.
Because of them, our father is dead.
This is the worst wedding ever. I really hate my miserable life.
Marzia, I swear on our father's grave, if you talk nonsense one more time, I'm going to beat you into the next life. I'm serious.
He just wanted to embarrass us. Where is he now? Tell me, huh? Is this how he shows his commitment? Is this how he does it? By running away? So? Where is he?
He's hiding in some mouse hole. That's right. He's hiding inside a mouse hole.
He better wish I don't find him. If I see him, I promise I will kill him.
Just do as I say and that's it.
Jahangir, it's Lee. We're gonna disturb your family now. Why do you insist on sleeping there tonight?
Mabuba, stop arguing with me. I'm not in the mood. I don't want to hear another word. Go bring the child and follow me to the car. You better be downstairs by the time the car warms up.
Jahangir, our child is asleep now. You should come inside and sleep.
Sleep? How can I sleep now?
Jahangir!
Oh, stop saying Jahangir, damn it!
What's wrong? Why are you arguing in the middle of the night? What's the matter?
Miss Ferengis, please talk some sense into him.
What's wrong? What's
Thank
the matter?
Thank God you're here, sister. Can you please translate for me? Because my wife doesn't seem to understand anything.
Tell me, dear, what is it?
This morning, they asked me to go shopping for the wedding. That's fine. I don't mind. I'm a man. It's a man's job. But I just can't sit by and just listen to them yelling at that poor girl. If I stay here any longer, I'm gonna go upstairs and then another fight's gonna break out. What the hell's going on in this place? It's a madhouse.
Jahangir, please wait, dear.
She keeps arguing with me.
Darling, why do you argue with him? He's tired. I don't blame him. If I was in his shoes, I would feel the same way. What does he want anyway?
He wants us to go to his family's house in the middle of the night.
Oh, listen. He won't go if you agree
you
with him. If
you
agree to
is?
What he says, I know how men are. When they're angry, they just like to exchange blows with everyone.
Like
really, that's all it is. Come on, dear. Go on. Let's go.
We're
I'm going to go back to Mr. Ferdos's apartment, see what's going on.
Feridun, let's go.
What is it?
Why are you getting all worked up? We didn't come here to kill our own sister. Our problem's not with her, it's with him.
What are you talking about? You pretend as if nothing's happened.
Listen to me. The problem is not our sister. Huh? The problem's him. Don't let your blood boil. Calm down. Huh. You're coming, huh?
Jahangir, did you start the car yet? Should I bring the child?
For what exactly?
Don't you want to go to your family's house?
And do you know what they're gonna say? They'll say that I ran away in the middle of the night because I was scared.
I just thought that Mina might be scared.
Please, let me go upstairs. I'm the only one who can put an end to this.
Please sit down, son. Right now, they're thirsty for your blood. If you go upstairs, you'll only add fuel to the fire.
Sit down. Do you want to get yelled at again?
What's going on over here?
Nothing's going on. Jangir, I think you and Mr. Ferdows should go upstairs and talk to them, because maybe then they'll stop abusing her. They seem to have taken a shine to it.
It's about time we go up
there. I'm coming too.
For Mina's sake, Jangir, calm down. Listen, Miss Varangus, Jangir has been through a lot today, and he's very angry. And I'm sure the brothers don't like Mr. Ferdows very much either, after he agreed to let the bride and groom rent the apartment. I think Mr. Salehi should go.
I'll go. I know how to deal with them. And after what they did tonight, I want to go and beat them until they squeal like
pigs. Listen, I'm really sorry, but I think I'm the one who should go upstairs.
Not all problems are solved by bullying others. You are always looking for an excuse to start beating people up. Dialogue is what solves problems. If you go and reason with them, I'm sure they'll listen and leave.
Well, what are you waiting for? Rezadir, go with Ahmed. Try to persuade them to leave. Is that all right with you, Mr. Ferdows?
Sir, will you let us go and put an end to this?
Yes, of course I will. Just please do it quietly.
Of course. All we're going to do is reason with them and come
then
back.
Go,
very
dear.
Simple. We're just going to talk to them. Let's
go. Really go.
I wish we would have at least brought a stick with us or something. What if they start hitting us?
Listen, we're not going to fight them. We're going to talk to them using reason.
You want to reason with them? These animals don't understand reason.
Dialogue always works. Let's
don't talk. Shut up.
What's going on?
Nothing. They're still yelling at and intimidating the poor girl. They're feeding her a bunch of nonsense. Isn't anyone going to do anything?
Well, Reza and Ahmed have gone upstairs to see if they can put an end to it.
These guys have problems. They have problems with me, my mother, with everybody, even with themselves.
Tell me, dear, what do the brothers want anyway? Why are they doing this? What's their problem?
It's a long story.
I think we can all talk rationally and resolve this. As Professor Banai would say, let your mind and logic be the judge. Am I right?
To make a long story short, my mother and his brother married two sisters. When my grandfather passed away, he left a lot of money for my father and his brother. My uncle puts himself in charge of distributing the money, but he doesn't give my father his share. Promised my father he would give him his share, but he never did. My father, believing he would get his share, started borrowing money from everyone to start his own business. But without money, he couldn't repay his debt, so he filed for bankruptcy and ended up in jail. He grieved so bad that he had a heart attack and he died. So I was left alone with my mother. All these events happened in the span of 10 to 12 years. Anyway, my uncle still refused to give my mother the money he owed her, even when she was left all alone by herself and so helpless. So one day she goes to my uncle's store and gives him her most evil curse. Then she comes home and forbids me to ever speak of his family again, that I should forget all about them from this day on, that they are no longer our family. The next day, my uncle drops dead and a new feud breaks out between the two families. Obviously, they blamed my mother for his death. Anyway, I got accepted into university. There was this girl in one of my classes who had the same family name as me. I was curious to find out who she was, so I started talking with her, and I liked her most out of all the girls in our university. And after I spoke with her, we decided that we would get married soon. So I took my mother to meet her family, and as soon as they opened the door, my mother fainted and fell on the ground. She saw her own sister after 25 years. Marzia is my cousin. Once again, old wounds were reopened and the two families started feuding like old times. However, as the days went by, we started falling more in love, and tonight we tried to get married. But her brothers think I'm trying to marry their sister to seek revenge after they refused to give my father's inheritance to him. You see? That's why I have to try and fix this problem myself.
I know all about this, because Samae told me your story. I felt obliged to help you. We did everything we could, the rest is up to you. You're the only one who can create order in your life. If you're man enough, then follow through till the end. After all, you're the one who brought this whole situation to your doorstep.
Like I said, they think I'm marrying her to get revenge for my father.
Then go upstairs and tell them you don't care about the stupid inheritance money. Simple enough.
No. It's more complicated than that.
No matter how complicated it is, you have to find a way to solve it.
Tonight, you have to prove to everyone that you're a man. The fate of these two families lies on your shoulders. You have to realize that. Right now, you're the main cause of the ongoing feud between these two families. Listen, Ali, because fate throws a dagger at you sometimes. There are only two ways to catch it, by blade or by handle.
Call the police! As Professor Banayu would say, call the police when attacked by two animals. This is one bad...
Why do you want to drag the police into this? Forget the police.
What are you doing?
What's the matter with you?
Did they hit you?
No, but they have absolutely no reason of logic.
Why do you want to drag the police into this?
Sir, they have absolutely no sense of logical reason.
Where's he going? Oh, they're going to kill him.
Reza, where are you going?
Jahangir, let's go after him.
Jahangir, please go after
him.
Hurry
up before they kill
him.
All right, I'm coming. God.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Come on, Marzia. Get up. Get up.
Are you deaf? You can't hear us? I said get up, let's go.
Get up.
What's wrong with you? Why are you disturbing everyone's peace in the middle of the night? If you have something to say, say it to me. If you want to swear, swear at me. If you want to hit someone, hit me. Leave my wife alone.
You filthy rat. You're trying to embarrass us, aren't you? Should I kill you right now?
Let him go. Your wife, huh? Your wife! How dare you?
Don't hit him.
Jahangir, I think you slapped him. Hurry up.
Don't worry. Calm down. Nobody ever died from a slap. Let him grow up. Let him become a man.
What are you talking about? They're gonna kill him in there.
May God help me.
I don't blame you. You have a right to know who's going to marry your sister. But you don't know who I am. Even though we're family, we really don't know each other. As we were growing up, they taught us to hate each other. We've been living in a sea of hate all of our lives. And all because of money. To hell with the money. It's been the root of all our sufferings. It cost us with the lives of our fathers. It made our mothers age and slowly wither prematurely. But you know what? Marzia and I promised each other never to chase money around. We don't want the things that complicate life. We both just want simple life together. I don't want any money or any inheritance from you. I don't want anything from you. I'll do anything you say. What do you want me to do? If you want me to kiss your feet, I'll do it. If you want me to kiss your hand, I'll do it. And if you really want to throw me out the window, that's fine. Just don't ask me to leave, Marcia. I swear to God, I'm not doing this for myself. Me and Marzia are one in the same now. I'm Marzia and Marzia is me. If you call my name, she'll answer. If you call her name, I'll answer. I don't want anything from you, nothing. What do you want me to do? If you want to hit me, go ahead. Just don't take Marzia from me.
Thank you.
Let's go. Let's go inside.
After you. After you.
Is finally here.
Mm-hmm.